live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty power.
Coming up tomorrow, crucial game for the Carbon Lady Dinos. 3A softball state championship tournament's going to resume at Spanish Fork. Carbon will play the early game 10 a.m. They'll go toe-to-toe with the Manti Templars. It's a 4-12 matchup after Manti topped Providence Hall in the opening round. A win for Carbon places them in the quarterfinals Friday against either number 1 Grantsville or number 9 South Summit. We'll talk how Carbon got to this point, and we'll look ahead to the final 3 days of the regular season, or the season in general. Joining us right now, we have manager Kurt Nunley over the phone. Coach, great to hear from you again.
Hey, Jordan, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. Here we are, final 3 days. This is what I love about baseball or softball. You can actually peg the final 3 days of the season, right? Win or lose, we know it's ending Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be a good 3 day, or yeah, a good 3 days. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and if our practices keep going like it have been, you know, we're going to be one hard team to beat at state. So girls been practicing really well this week. Very excited about how they've been practicing, and excited to get, you know, to Spanish Fork and get this thing rolling.
I know that's always the goal, right? I mean, we talk region championship, we can talk state championship, we can talk preseason tournaments, but Coach, none of that matters if you're not in Spanish Fork Thursday, Friday, Saturday. None of it matters.
None of it matters, exactly. If you're not, you know, in those second rounds there at state, it doesn't matter. But you know, it's going to be a battle. There's a lot of good teams in 3A, and we're one of them. I really have a belief that we have a really, really good shot at state this year with the talent that the Lady Dinos have on the softball team. So we'll get after it, and we'll get after it tomorrow, and see how we do against Manti, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to go in there and do well.
Yeah, Coach, I know that you guys had a slow start against American Leadership Academy, yet the girls still found a way to plate 18 runs, and you closed the show early in this game. First round, you win that. You don't have to play again. You automatically advance to Thursday. Maybe some nerves early on, but how happy were you with the way the girls played offensively, and I guess even defensively, once you get past the first inning?
I was excited how our girls played against ALA on Saturday. I believe that the base running in that game was by far the best kind of base running that we've done all year long. We had, I believe, Jordan, 15 hits in that game. The offense was rolling. You know, our defense was rolling. Just a really good, complete game against American Leadership Academy. And the girls played a real good game.
Coach, once you close the show, you pick up the 15-run win, you can kind of relax the rest of the day. At what point in time did you actually start paying attention to your second-round opponent and prepping these girls for Manti, who pulled off the upset against Providence Hall?
You know, I told the girls after we lost to American Leadership Academy that they had to stay for at least 2 innings, you know, watch their competition. We didn't know if we were going to be playing Providence Hall or Manti. We know a little bit about Manti because we already played them earlier in the year at Manti. So we've got a little bit of information on them, but we had no clue, no information whatsoever on Providence Hall. And so I told the girls that they need to make sure that they sit and they pay attention to, you know, the both teams and you know, pay attention to pitchers and see if they can get their timing down, things like that. But we start preparing as soon as our game was over with. That's as soon as we started. As soon as we got done with our game, that's when we started preparing for our next game on tomorrow against Manti that we're going to be playing.
Yeah, and Coach, you had mentioned to me that practice this week has been very good. You were very happy with the way the kids have performed, and so I have to believe with such a senior-led group that they know what's in store, they know what's ahead, they know the expectations, and they're ready to go. I wouldn't anticipate that being an issue.
You know, last year, Jordan, when we were the number one team, these 3 days, you know, this week of practice, I just felt like the practices last year, they just weren't as motivated. They weren't going as good as they should have been. And I felt like it hurt us a little bit. And I explained that to the girls before our season even started. I explained to them as the season was going on that if when we get to this week, if we have 3 good days of practice, girls, you're going to be hard to beat. And the rest of the state should fear what Carbon's going to bring to the state tournament. And I honestly believe that. I believe in the talent that we have, you know, here on our team. You know, we played already number one and number two and number three. You know, we beat number two twice. We beat number three once. And obviously we've lost to the number one team. But the Lady Dinos are prepared. They're ready. And they're excited. The practices went so good, like I was telling you before. I think with all that combined, Jordan, we're going to be one tough team to beat there at state.
Again, our guest right now, manager Kurt Nunley, as we talk about tomorrow's, technically would be the third round of the state tournament as Carbon will take on the Manti Templars. Coach, when you get to the state tournament, is it offense or defense? What do you have to rely on a little bit more in order to come out on top, especially when we get into the deeper rounds?
Well, that's a great question. I would say, I don't know if I could choose one or the other. I believe that you've got to be prepared on both sides of the ball there. You've got to be prepared on the defensive end. You've got to be prepared on the offensive end. I don't think you can choose one or the other. I honestly think that, you know, if your team's prepared for both, your team's going to go in there and show, just by the way that they play, how good they are on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I know it's different than baseball. Softball obviously is different from a pitch count standpoint, right? And so in baseball, I think some coaches would say you got to hit the ball a little bit more because you're going to be digging deep into your pitching staff. You could throw one girl the entire state tournament. And so, you know, for someone who says, yeah, you got to have a combination of both, well, the two aren't really comparable. And that's kind of what I'm gaining from what you just said, Coach. I mean, you could have one pitcher for the rest of this season, right? You don't have to worry about that. And so you have to be balanced.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, softball is quite a bit different, especially at the pitching area, than it is baseball. And we don't have to do pitch counts, you know, in softball if we don't want to. Like you said, we can go with one pitcher, you know, throughout the whole state tournament. You know, that's how Grand last year, they did so well. You know, they had the Shumway girl that was pitching for them last year. She didn't pitch very much during the season because she was hurt, but state time, she was healed up and ready to go. And, you know, Grand ended up throwing her the entire tournament. And look at them. They were number 8 seed, and they ended up getting 3 because they had her pitch the entire time at state. So, yeah, we don't have to worry about a whole lot with pitching just because we can go with one pitcher if we decide to do that.
Coach, I know at the end of every season, every coach does a lot of self-reflection, right? You learn, you grow, you become a better leader, at least you should at the end of every season. When you go back and look at your teams, specifically last year where you guys were ranked number one and you fell short, were you ever able to pinpoint what caused that and what would better prepare this team this year with such a great group of seniors?
Great question. Once again, Jordan, as I was looking at last year, we were a very good offensive team as well as a defensive team last year. I can't remember how many points we scored each game in the regular season last year. I can't remember, but you know, during the state tournament last year, our offense just went stagnant. We didn't hit. You know, the last 3 games that we played there at state. There in Spanish Fork, I believe that we only scored 5 runs in 3 games. So, you know, where we were probably averaging around 11 to 13 runs in the regular season, that I remember right from last year's team. So if I can pinpoint something down from last year, is the offense. Offense just went stagnant at State. And I've explained that to the girls that are on the team this year that, you know, that's something that we need to change. And that's one thing why I want to make sure that these girls had a really good week of practice when it comes to doing our offensive things. And so, yeah, we're really focused on that. Hopefully we can go into the State tournament and offensively really take it to some teams.
You know, Coach, when you talk about the offense, one of the things that stands out to me about your team, and this is, it's not comparable across the board, but you guys find ways to manufacture runs, right? Sometimes we see teams that are too reliant on the long ball, they're too reliant on hard hits, but you guys have found ways to manufacture runs all season long in a variety of ways. That's what stands out to me about your team offensively.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we got some girls that can bunt the ball real well, you know, and we got some girls on the team that just really know how to do base running. They're very experienced at base running. You know, they've got some girls on the team that are very well versed in the whole game of softball. They've played it a lot. They've been on traveling teams a lot, and so therefore, you know, they do a lot of different things to try to manufacture runs, and so. As a team, I don't really know how many home runs we've had this year. There's been several, but you know, this team here that I have, I would say that this team is more of contact hitters or more base hitters. You know, we really don't have that one batter, that power batter in the lineup that can, you know, smoke home runs every single time. I just got those hitters that are very consistent. You know, they'll take it, you know, the opposite way, they'll you know, push it and pull it and do all those kind of things when it comes to hitting. So that's what I really like about this team is that, you know, we're really focused on different aspects of the offensive end to manufacture runs, and it's been nice to see this year.
Coach, it is always fun to get you on. It's fun to talk about the girls. I can't wait to get you back on next week. Hopefully, we're talking about a very deep run in the state tournament. Best of luck tomorrow as you guys take on Mantzai, and I know we'll catch up with you a little bit later on in the week.
Hey, sure appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
Again, manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. They'll take the field tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We do have more Diamond Talk coming up, but we will flip to the national side of things. It's Wednesday, so we'll bring in our good friend Bill Lasky. We'll talk all things Major League Baseball. That's coming up next when we return.